I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, and he had Hakeem Jeffries here another time for a fundraiser. It's sort of old school versus new school in CT1, right? You have Jillian Gilchrist, you have Luke Brunner, Ruth Fortune, all younger, clamoring for change. And then you have some, you know, party stalwarts and Jeffries and Raskin coming to support Congressman Larson. And what's, you know, what's going to win out? And don't forget, we have the party convention in May. We'll see who can get 15% plus to get on the primary ballot, and then the primary will be in August. Also, if any of the candidates get to 50%, they are the nominee. And it's just a very, very intense time for many other reasons, too. And, of course, John Larson filed those articles of impeachment, which was the original impetus for asking him to come on last week. First of all, Congressman Larson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. We had a problem with our phone system last week. I apologize for...
No worries. You. These things happen, you know?
And I also have the streaming show on WFSB Channel 3 that I want to have you in studio when time permits to have a little more of an extended conversation to build
up. I would love to do that.
So I want to talk about starters. First of all, what's happening today? Is Congressman Raskin coming to Connecticut?
Yes, Congressman Raskin is coming to Connecticut, and he's going to be meeting with constituents. He's endorsing me. But primarily to elaborate on his proposal, and you may recall, Brian, that he wrote this back in 2017, but it has to deal with the 25th Amendment. And what Congress failed to do 50 years ago is to specify that there should be a nonpartisan entity, that the leadership, the top leadership of Congress, is involved with appointing doctors, psychiatrists, and medical people who would make an independent nonpartisan evaluation to recommend to the vice president and agency people at the time. As you know, the 25th Amendment calls upon the vice president or cabinet level people to be able to intervene and make a decision about the president's competency level. And of course, when you call for whole civilizations to die this evening, that does raise concerns to a new level that we haven't seen.
Yeah, I mean, there was people clamored for it even on the other side of the spectrum with President Biden just 2 years ago, too. I'm curious. So is this bill going to get, I mean, we're in a Republican-led Congress, even though you say it's nonpartisan. Is that proposal in bill form, and is it trying to get to the floor?
It is in bill form, and whether it will get to the floor or not will depend on the Republicans. And people will say, well, you know that's not going to happen. Well, they said it wouldn't get to the floor either if we tried to stop the big, beautiful bill imposing insurance hikes and throwing 15 million people off of insurance. But as we saw last December, when we had four Republicans, Johnson refused to take it up. Trump said, give me to January, and I'll be able to talk one of those four out of it, and the bill wouldn't pass. Well, he did not take the bill up in December, and on January 7th, there wasn't four. There were 17 Republicans, not because of anything that was said on the floor, but what people were hearing from their constituents back home. And I think that's probably the important thing here, Brian. It's not what members of Congress are saying so much, even though you have to have something to present or to talk about, but it's what people are responding to back home. And I can tell you here in this district, we've heard a lot, had over more than 400 calls just last week alone.
So we're talking with Congressman John Larson in the 1st District. Let me just transition for time to the articles of impeachment. There have been some of your opponents in the race for CT1 have said they've been proponents of impeachment, you know, for a while now. But it also politically, it's not going to get to the floor. It's not going to get a vote. There's not going to be an impeachment inquiry.
Brian, this is about the Constitution. We are the Constitution state. There is a long series of abuses. This bill has been in the works for months, and in fact is the work of constituents, and had the direct input of legendary Ralph Nader and his constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fein, who did a whole seminar just last week down in D.C. for people on the various points in violations, et cetera.
Well, what's the violation? Because you pointed to the rhetoric about attacking Iran, and it didn't happen, right? So what is specifically in the articles rises to the level that you think this should go forward?
Well, I think there's at least 13 different sections where it says this. And let's start with, I think, the most important. And that's not coming before Congress under Article 1 of the Constitution. And when people say, yeah, but Article 4 gives the president flexibility, that's why we instituted after the Vietnam War the War Powers Act, which is then even more specific, which we have been demanding that Johnson take up and have a vote on the floor as well. And he has refused to take it up, even though it's passed the Senate as well.
But what does that have to do? What has the president done? Out of all of the things that are in there, give me the most egregious thing.
Only the Congress, as before you send men and women off to defend your country, and 13 have already died, you have to follow the Constitution. You are not above the law. George Bush took us to Iraq, but he did it the right way. I voted against it, but he came before Congress and took a vote. He followed the Constitution and the War Powers Act. Donald Trump continues to insist that he's above the law and does not have to consult Congress and does not have to come before it. That deserves a strong rebuke and coming before the Congress.
Even though there's so many other, and again, I'm just asking the questions, and we're talking with Congressman Larson. Oh, sorry about that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it has no chance of getting seen on the floor, and we have other pressing issues like DHS funding and other things.
Well, it's true that we have other pressing issues, but you will recall that they did take the act up before. It was not well written, but it was. They took up impeachment before. So, yes, they have the authority, and they can take it up. Question is, now, will they? And that's what this is all about, is to make sure that we continue to, you know, it's not about politics. It's about the Constitution and protecting the American people. When the president shows this level of instability and disregard, I mean, you cannot ignore the statement. You cannot dismiss it by saying, oh, this is just Trump being Trump. When someone says that he will destroy or a whole civilization will die, that's very serious. And coming from the president of the United States, that's inconceivable that would be said.
I mean, again, the rhetoric. They ended up not doing it, but we'll see what happens. I want to ask you a question.
He never apologized, and he just said the clock is ticking, And now it's a week later, and that clock's still ticking. So in next week, are we waiting with bated breath before he will do this? Will he follow through on his threat?
We only have like
this is very serious stuff.
Sure, and it is.
So
my last question. We have less than a minute to go, but if we're already in this, right? We're already in it. How do you think the United States should extricate ourselves from this situation?
That's the whole purpose of him coming before us, Brian. And an excellent question, because in the War Powers Act, not only is he supposed to explain to the American people why we're getting in it, especially after June, he said everything was already obliterated. He took away the threat of nuclear power. He's supposed to explain why this is needed and provide an exit strategy.
But what do you think we should do? What do you think we should do to extricate ourselves at this point now?
I think we should have our military leaders in front of us and explaining that, Brian.
Come on,
I'm not a military leader. I don't draft the policy. I listen to what they have to say and respond. What would you do? Do you know? Do the American citizens know? Has the public been informed? That's the responsibility of the President of the United States. And he continues to believe that he has to consult with no one. He's above the law. He's an authoritarian, and that's what makes him dangerous. And that's what makes statements like this incredibly dangerous.
Well, I'd like to continue the conversation. I do think it's important.
Me too.
I think it's important to have solutions, and I think our leaders need. I mean, I don't know how to get us out, but
the President of the United States.
I know, but I feel
the solution and an exit strategy to the people.
But I think
people
want to know what our options are.
People should come up with their own solution.
I
do not have control of all of our armed services. I don't have my finger on the button. Donald Trump does. Where's his explanation? Why we're going and what's our exit strategy? It's that simple.
Congressman, thank you for your time. Good luck with Congressman Raskin today. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.